Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Here, Bird Show.
This is a piece that the Associated Press did on... I'm not sure, I can't remember if it's why celebrities cheat or why people cheat on each other.
Okay.
This is the Associated Press. We can debate this theory back and forth.
He is the scandal du jour. Tiger Woods, seemingly unflappable on the golf course, admitting to transgressions off the links and not being true to his values. Woods, though, is hardly the first to admit to erring in public life. From politicians...
The bottom line is this. I've been unfaithful to my wife.
To entertainers...
My wife, Regina, she has been horribly hurt by my behavior.
And fellow athletes.
Because of the HIV virus that I have attained, I will have to retire from the Lakers.
Woods has joined a long list of powerful men who have strayed, which begs the question, why?
Most of these men think about the affair as not having anything to do with their real lives, anything to do with their marriages. It's just a high opportunity sexual fling.
McCarthy says, in fact, these men will stray even if they have a strong relationship with their wives. He says for them, it's all a combination of power, ego, and just being male.
Now, if you're a woman and you're listening to that, that must scare the hell out of you, what he just said right there, if his theory holds true, is that even if these guys, and let's take celebrity out of it, let's just put power in it, or let's put CEO or head of a company or like that, even if your relationship is great with him, what he's saying is, this dude's going to stray anyway.
Right.
You've got no chance.
I do agree, though, with what the report said about it doesn't mean anything to them.
That it's just sex.
That it's just, you know, about power or ego or whatever it is. That it's, I don't think that Tiger Woods had meaningful relationships with any of these women.
Well, there was a rumor there that the first one that he had the affair with for like a year and a half, he was still digging quite a bit, right? But the rest were just sex. But my dad used to sit, when my dad had the great idea to sit me down when I was 21 and tell me about all the women that he screwed around with on my mom, he said the same thing to me, is that what I had with your mother was one thing. Sex was sex. I mean, it was physical, and it meant nothing. And I'd come home, and I was loving your mom, and I was loving my family, but I could have sex with other women, and I just never even put the two together.
You can't tell that to the woman.
You can't tell that to the woman.
Mm-mm.
But there are two different types of guys, and I know both of them, some that can do it and some that can't.
I thought most men could.
But to the
most men were that way, able to separate emotion from the physical.
But to the woman, it's irrelevant because the woman can't.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And how do you explain that to your...
Most of the time.
It's seriously like trying to explain color to a blind person. You know what I mean? Like you can't... Like that's just not something that women can understand. So no matter what you do to try to explain it, they'll never go, oh, now I see you've separated the two.
So if I'm a woman and I'm listening to this and I'm dating a guy that's in a very powerful position, do I just automatically assume that if I marry this man, I'm either going to know about the affair or not, but there will be an affair? That's what this dude's saying.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think you can assume that, but I think that I was talking to a friend about this whole Tiger Woods situation the other day, and we were saying that women like men in the spotlight.
It's power, yeah.
Regardless of what that spotlight is.
Oh, sure.
So even if it's somebody who's like the preacher at the church, who the whole congregation is staring at, he's the center of attention, or whether it's the CEO at the business meeting or whatever it is, because that person is in the limelight, and that also that means that person has got success and some sort of authority and some sort of ambition and achievement and all those other things that women think are attractive. So they're going to have more opportunity if they're in the spotlight in any kind of job in that way. Does that make sense?
Sure. And if I had to be totally and completely honest and I had to put a number on it, I would say 80% of the women that I have slept with in my life, I had a chance to sleep with because I was on the radio. You take the radio
in the spotlight,
away?
Right.
You take the radio away? Hell no. Hell no. This McCarthy guy goes on a little bit more.
The man says to himself, this has nothing to do with me, my marriage, my regular life. This is something that just occurs. It's compartmentalized. It's not going to have any impact.
However, he says, it's not just men who are to blame.
Not at all.
The idea of having sex with a famous man, for many women, is highly erotic and highly attractive. Whether that be Kobe Bryant, whether that be Tiger Woods, whether that be David Letterman, whether that be Bill Clinton.
He says Tiger and his wife can salvage their marriage, but says to do so, they should spend some time in therapy and reconnect and rebuild their trust.
That's brilliant. But really, what
meanwhile,
he's saying there,
I'll keep talking like this all the time. About
that is an old school
everything.
Associated Press guy, right?
I'll
there.
Have a cheeseburger yes. with extra mayo. Thank you.
But what he's saying there, if I'm hearing him right, at least the way I'm interpreting it, is that it's intoxicating for everybody in the relationship. The guy of power or the celebrity is intoxicated by being able to sleep with as many women as he can, and the women that he's sleeping with know that he's in these relationships or know that he's married, but it's intoxicating for them also to be with the guy that's that powerful.
Agreed, and I would add a third level to that, is that it's intoxicating to the wife to say that she landed him in the first place. Tiger Woods was already incredibly famous and in the spotlight when she married him. So she was the one, she feels like she wears the crown of, oh, I landed big time celebrity, fill in the blank here. And then guess what? That, you know what I'm saying?
But it feels so different to me to use the word intoxicating because she fell in love with him. These other women.
It's still intoxicating.
Well, I guess you could say that about any new relationship. If I started dating somebody tomorrow, you started dating somebody a couple of days ago, those first couple of days,
right.
Those are always intoxicating.
Of course. Right? But that's what I'm saying is like three levels of it. He's loving the fact that he's got all these women's attention. Mm-hmm. Then the mistresses are loving the fact that they're getting his attention. But the wife also, there was a reason, unless they were married before he was ever successful,
he's successful.
Anybody.
He's right.
But I mean this about any of the famous athletes. I mean, if they knew each other, what was the Real Housewife of Atlanta that was married when they were like boyfriend and girlfriend when they were in like high school and college? And then she married the NBA guy. Which one was that? It was on the first Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah. She married to Eric Snow or something like that?
Yes.
Okay. But weren't they married like and together before any of that success or any of that kind of stuff started? So to me, that's different. But still, I feel like the wife is getting something intoxicating out of it because he's already big time.
That's just, you know, this comes back to the talks that we had about Justin Timberlake and all these guys that get in these relationships, these committed relationships at 23, 24 years old. Mm-mm. They're already A-list celebrities. They're traveling all over the world. If you're a woman and you're in a relationship with a guy like that, you have to assume that's not going to last, right?
Well, and I
think if you're a guy, you have to say to yourself somewhere, I don't need to be in a relationship.
Yeah, because I, you know, my only thing is that I think that we, you know, we're analyzing, if it was anything else, we'd be calling this an epidemic. You know, the fact that all these guys are cheating, like everybody that you put down there who is cheating, anything else we'd call an epidemic. But for this, we're analyzing it and justifying it and saying, well, that's just how it is. Where I do think that, yes, the guy should take the responsibility to say, you know what, I can't put a woman in this position. I cannot get married and I cannot be in a serious relationship. It's the guy's responsibility to be able to say to himself and be honest with himself and say, you know what, I just want to be a player and I'm going to be a player.
And I think plays into that is that they do have this kind of power all around the world and they can really get what they want. And I think that they're looking for one piece of stability. And that piece of stability is a home life.
Mm-hmm.
Even and as much as they love being out on the road and having sex with, in Tiger's case, 11 women, he loved coming home and having the stability of having her there and the kids there.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted it all.
Yeah, but you've disrespected your home. You know, you disrespected that stability by continuing doing the stuff on the road.
Well, I would say there are young marriages that work really well. I mean, the entire roster of the Braves is like 22 and married, right? I mean, aren't they all really young?
Yeah, fools.
Yeah, I told Frank Orr. I tried telling Matt Ryan, break up. They don't listen to me. Hey, Julie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
I just wanted to comment on this idea that men are meant to stray or men are expected to stray. It's just something that annoys me to no end because, in my opinion, I think it's very much a social construction. I think as a society we developed somewhere along the line this idea that men will be men and men will stray, and then we've kind of supported that. And it's become like a self-fulfilling prophecy that we expect men to stray, so men stray because they kind of think it's expected of them, or they at least think it's acceptable.
I definitely understand your idea of a social construct, but I think the social construct is monogamy, not necessarily this whole theme of men will stray type of thing.
Expand.
Well, that's it. I mean, monogamy is sort of a development, you know, I don't know, through cultures and through time and all that kind of stuff, that I think that's a social construct in and of itself.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. I agree with that. I mean, and it's obviously the most preferred form of marriage in America. But the point is like, for me, I often hear that when men have affairs, you know, it's almost acceptable, it's almost okay, or
compared
it's
to
expected
a woman. Mm-hmm.
Compared to a woman. So it's kind of this idea that mm-hmm. we have as a society that men just can't control themselves. And mm-hmm. that really frustrates me because they can, if they choose to.
Absolutely.
I mean, remember that dude we had on a couple of weeks ago from, what was that website? Where married people could try to
Ashley Madison.
Ashley Madison, right. And he came here so strong on, you know, basically talking about how we are mammals. And we truly are the only mammals that are supposed to be with one partner our entire lives. And maybe that does play something into it.
I think it does. I mean, I think it definitely does. But I also would warn these famous men who are off running around with their affairs or whatever. Like, your wife's got a trainer and a pool boy and a right. whatever else. And if you're not taking care of business at home, she definitely right. is. You know, I would say that to both people in the couple. If you're married and you're not having sex, and we talk about this all the time, somebody's having sex with somebody else. Mm-hmm.
But I do think the women get a harsher, far harsher judgment for cheating than a guy does.
You think
because
so?
Because of that thing we first started talking about is the emotional detachment, and, right? Like, it's assumed that men can emotionally detach, and so it doesn't mean anything. But if a woman does, that it means a tremendous amount, right?
Yeah, and then there's this separate.
Is that why?
And the acceptance that, well, men are just bred to do that.
Yeah, boys.
He couldn't help it.
And women were pushed into it.
Yes.
Like, he just wasn't meeting her needs, and that's why she went.
Well, she'll be called a slut and a whore and all these things, and he'll just, oh, well, boys will be boys.
Well, I think there are plenty of people calling Tiger Woods a slut and a whore right now.
I haven't heard it.
He's a slut and a whore.
Now you have.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.